You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Parents owe us everything and we owe them nothing.
Jeez. Buddy.
And I think we might disagree on this. As much time as they want to spend with us, I think they deserve.
The worst is like when you are trying to help your parents and they disregard everything that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why can't you buy your own house?
Well said.
Thanks, buddy.
Well said, bud.
Thanks,
well said,
buddy.
Yeah, no comment.
Is it worth assisting your immigrant parents financially if it means that like you are sacrificing your own funds that like you will be needing in your 20s.
Welcome back to another episode of Difficult-ish. In today's episode, we are talking about what we feel like we owe to our parents, okay? This was originally going to be an episode where we talk about what we owe, what we feel like we don't owe, but we yapped so much, so this is actually going to be part one. And then in part two, we're going to talk about what we feel like we don't owe. And this episode, we have some controversial topics, okay? Some things that you might feel like is something that we shouldn't owe, something that we shouldn't do for our parents, might be something that like the older generation thinks that we should do more of. But we are going to be honest with things that we have been doing for our parents, things that we feel like they deserve from us as an adult. So it could be us taking them on vacation, us giving them financial security with adult jobs. It can be just us giving them time, maybe with some boundaries, maybe not with some boundaries. But we have so many opinions on this subject, especially as child of immigrants, who knows that like our parents made a lot of sacrifices. Make sure to comment some things that you might not agree with or agree with, because we are always happy to listen to the feedback. But I hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to another episode of our wonderful podcast that we do over here, and it's called
Difficult-ish.
Hosted by my co-host, my fiance.
Your what?
My fiance.
Your fiance. Oh, wow. I like the sound of that. Yeah. Mua Khan and this man right here, who's also my fiance.
Oh.
With the little asterisk. Oh, no, not an asterisk. What's like that?
The,
it's like a curve, like over
it's not
the
an apostrophe.
It's like a. Like the senor.
Like senor.
you know the little thing.
I know what
e.
you're talking about. It's
like French people do it, you know. Okay. Also Spanish people.
Yeah, all people.
So wait, what's her name? We didn't hear.
Mashnoon. Mashnoon, that name. Before you get further, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and listen to our most recent episode. Because if you just like for whatever reason just don't know or like just skip that one or just you know you're
but maybe they skipped it like purposely.
Maybe you just don't give
maybe
a,
they just
don't give a damn. Imagine
they
someone listens to every episode except that one.
Yeah,
that is unbelievable. If you guys didn't know, we're engaged. Casa the bag,
rings
casa
on my finger.
Put a ring on it. Yeah, and well, it's been like 2 weeks.
Can you believe that there's like actually people who have been listening to us consistently for the past 3.5 years? Oh my god, they're the best sibling duo ever.
I love this brother sister podcast so much.
No, because we got so many comments on our engagement post. Oh my god, you guys aren't brother sister.
Yeah, we got
like
a lot of that.
It's so funny because my best friend commented that, right? Tell me why her comment has
everyone's
like 30
true.
Likes.
True.
Oh, true. I thought the same thing. Like, she
sorry,
did
guys.
It as like a spoof, as a little parody comment. But
yeah,
like,
difficult dish.
It's just wild that people really thought that.
Yeah, favorite family pod.
I think it's just because we're not as like, you know, like in your face
yeah.
romantic.
Yeah.
You know.
Facts.
But I hope it's like clear now.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not engaged to my brother. that's not what happened.
You know, when we made like our dating episode, I titled it "Surprise, We're Dating." Right. This one I made "Surprise, We're
Engaged." I caught on to that.
You didn't catch that.
You
didn't catch that.
See, like, even knowing that episode's out there in the air, why did anyone think that we were still sibling duo? Like, we have three episodes back to back.
Nah, it was a while ago. It was like 2 years ago or something. Okay, you know, we got new listeners.
I'm thinking, like, genuinely, if I had started a podcast with my brother,
that'd be hilarious.
It'd be actually really funny, but I think he'd get canceled right away.
Why did you not want to do a family pod?
We can.
No,
I just like, didn't want to do it for really a proposal did. Episode.
No, I wanted it separate from that. Like, I really wanted to do like.
Yeah, we can do a family episode, but we need more mics.
But we had family here, and you didn't want to.
We had family here, but that was the week we were recording our podcast for our proposal.
We could have had one from like their perspective. All right, I want a family pod. I want a family pod.
Next time, I got my brother who says a lot of questionable stuff. You know, younger brother energy.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, because he's worse than you. So
your
you
brother
like...
is genuinely one of the funniest people that I know.
Okay. How do you think he got funny? Because he got a funny older sister.
No, honestly. Sorry to like burst your bubble, but like your brother is just naturally funny. He's literally one of those types of people that like he could say anything.
Like it's just he's funny. Just... You know what it is? As the older sister,
yeah,
it was inevitable that he had to get like a lot from me, you know, and like the humor passed down to him as well. You understand? So like when Mashoon and I first started dating, one of his first compliments that he ever gave me that I screenshotted that I still have now is that like, oh my God, you were like pretty funny. Like, oh my God, I didn't know you were so funny.
Listen, I was just trying to, you know, like, accentuate some things.
You didn't fabricate. You weren't trying to like,
just give your brother some credit. Say, yes, my brother is funny.
Yes, my brother is funny. He is funny. It's true.
Yeah,
and guess what? I am too.
You know something that I didn't say last episode?
Yeah.
That like, I just like forgot to.
In the engagement episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been so hard to just like do the pod for like the weeks coming up to because like in the start of every pod you would ask me like, oh, like what's going on, what's new, like what have you been up to, and like I'm just like fuck, like I can't say anything. I wanted to talk about all the bullshit I was going through so bad. I had so many stories I could share with y'all, but I had absolutely nothing, you know. Yeah. So like I'm feeling a lot better.
No, it's also funny because like 2 weeks leading up to the podcast, me and you like barely talked. I'd be like, oh, how are you? Like,
bro, I didn't know what to say, bro. All I was doing was like working on this proposal.
Yeah.
So you would ask me and I would just like, I knew like the week of, you probably hated me. You probably thought I was like,
no, that's why so many girls have freakouts like a week or two before the proposal because they're like, oh my God, my boyfriend hates me and they don't want to be with me anymore.
Yeah.
And they feel like the guy is distancing themselves from the girl.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like that with you, but I did feel that something was different.
Sorry, buddy.
So I'm glad you're back. Welcome back.
Yeah, Austin. I'm here. What's up? What's new? Like anything new?
Nothing really new.
You want to share the big news?
Big news is coming soon.
Oh, okay. Why would you do that?
No, like my family and I have been very stressed recently just because there is a move that has been happening.
Wow.
And it is a very big deal in my family. So yeah. I have been prepping for that. My entire family has been prepping for that.
Yeah.
And it is something that we're very proud of. But
it is.
You know, that will come once it's like truly in fruition.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
It truly is coming.
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Rauw Alejandro, his concert.
I heard really good things about his show.
Yeah, me too. Cause he's like a real like performer. Like I love like real performance. Yeah. You know,
what do you like about his performances?
Nah, he's just like he's like the Chris Brown of like Latin music. Mm. Apart from all of the nonsense, you know, when it comes to like the music and like performance wise, he's like, you know, he dances like he's more of a dancer than like an actual artist, and he's like a real like showman. Like he's very like Michael Jackson type of energy. Like,
yeah, I think the thing about like male performers nowadays is that they don't like do much like choreo and like
yeah no that's all he does
much on the stage
and like even when I saw him at what's the one, the festival in Queens?
The Flushing one.
I saw him and like even that he only had like a 30-minute set and even that was like phenomenal.
A Rolling Loud. No, never mind. Sorry, it wasn't really. It was something else. I forgot.
The most opposite thing you can say.
The one at Flushing, you know, the big
Governor's Ball.
Governor's Ball, yeah. That's the one.
But see him there. Yeah, I'm going to Orlando, and then I'm going to Orlando again for either. We're going to Orlando.
Yeah, our first fiancés.
Yeah, a lot of family time coming up. So, yeah. You know,
excited for that.
Yeah, too what's much up? Sometimes, you know? What's up? What are we doing in this episode? You want to get us started?
Yeah, I'm excited about this episode because we are talking about things that we feel like we owe to our parents, things that we feel like we do not owe to our parents, you know? Mm-hmm. And as people who grew up in America, who still has like the Bangladeshi culture and like some of the traits and customs that we grew up with, there are some things that we feel like we owe as children of immigrants for parents that sacrifice everything for us.
Yeah.
But also as people that grew up in America, you know, some might say that our generation is asking for too much and too lazy and this and that. But anyway, with the modern generation, we feel like there are some things that we don't owe completely.
Yeah.
Right? Facts. And some might be controversial, right?
Oh.
Because the older generation might feel like we are spoiled for not giving our all to our parents, the same thing that they might have done for their parents, right? And other people might disagree with us.
Yeah.
But this is just our hot take.
Yeah.
And I'm actually excited because, like, I was looking through some of the responses we got on our Instagram story when we posted about this episode.
Mm.
And some responses were kind of like
hot.
Like a diabolical.
Holy.
Diabolical holy. Responses we got. Yeah.
Holy. So, I can't wait. I didn't even look into them.
Yeah, I looked into them.
So that captioned by surprise.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, this is a good episode. Good, you know, like topic that we can like talk about.
I actually was inspired by this episode by another podcast that I was listening to, and they are called Soju with Sarah. So she
I've seen
made,
that.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good podcast that I just got introduced to, where she has like a drink of soju or whatever drink in the beginning of the episode, and that's how she starts it off.
Yeah,
but she made an episode about this topic also as a child of immigrants, so I thought that we could put a little twist on it.
Yeah,
and talk about some of the similar things that she also talked
about,
you know?
Yeah, Daisy version.
Daisy. Yeah. Daisy. How about, you know how people pronounce it like Daisy? What's your thought on that?
Bro, my friend Imran, what was he saying? I don't know if he said it in front of you. He said
no,
in front
did,
of me.
No, he did. Because you called him out.
He
on
said
it.
Desi.
Oh, Desi.
I want to slap him in the face. What the hell is that? That is.
Desi.
I don't know. I hear a lot of people say Daisy, though.
Daisy?
Yeah, for Bangladeshi.
Like Dishi?
Yeah.
Bangladeshi. I see that.
Yeah, okay. So, like, what's up? Like,
you want to start or you want me to start? I can start off if you want.
Yeah, start off. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me clear my throat so I can like get into it.
Oh, you know?
Something that I feel like we owe to our parents, especially if you have money, you know, with your adult job as you get older.
Yeah.
I think that you deserve, or your parents deserve, for you to take them on vacations.
Facts.
Because
I agree.
You agree with that?
I agree with that. Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think as you get older, and maybe you have this newfound freedom for the first time, newfound independence for the first time, especially if your parents didn't really let you do like much of the traveling growing up by yourself, if they told you to just study and stuff. It's normal that you want to do that with like your friends, right?
Yeah.
You get adult money, you want a taste of freedom, you do it with your friends, right?
Yeah.
Or when you get married, you know, there are brown girls that get married and they're like, oh my God, I can finally do the things that I want to do with my husband. Which I also understand, because maybe they didn't get like that independence growing up. But I feel like it's also important to bring your parents along too. If you have a good relationship with them, not even the best relationship, but like you want to build a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Obviously I'm not talking about like the toxic parents that you don't talk to, but I just feel like they should not necessarily be like an afterthought, or like, you know, bringing on them on a vacation, you feel like it's a chore. Yeah, obviously sometimes it's stressful. Like, I've taken my mom to places and it is very stressful. But I think it should be given more priority.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What if your parent is like, nah, I'm not going on no vacation. I don't need no vacation. I don't care about no vacation.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like
they
deep
need
down,
one.
So what do you do in that situation?
You know, this is hard because like, I go through this in the daily.
Yeah, every day.
I go through this every single day. You know, I try to bring both my parents on vacations. Me and my brother try tag teaming and bringing them on a vacation To this day, I've never successfully brought my father on a vacation with me. Because
damn,
he,
that's true.
You know, overworks himself. He feels like there's no time. He also thinks that spending money on anything other than a bills. Necessity, but yeah. bills, is a waste, right? Which I understand. He, you know, doesn't have the best relationship with the money. So I don't have much advice for that. My mother, on the other end, she is more than happy to go on a vacation. Before I even book anything, before I even invite her anywhere, she was like, take me. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. Just, I'll be like, I'm going on a solo trip. She was like, take me. I was like, it's not, that's, that defeats the point of a solo trip, right? So I think it just varies. But also, my brother and I have tried to do this thing where, especially my father, who gives us a hard time, we'll just be like, oh, it's already booked. Because then it makes him more scared. And he'll be like, oh, then it's wasting money if I don't go on this vacation.
You did this recently, no?
Yeah, I tried doing it recently. It didn't work. Right. It didn't work. And by the way, it was a lie. We didn't actually book anything, but it was just trying to get him to, you know, go, and it didn't work. But you've brought your mom, especially on vacation, right? So how was that?
Yeah. My mom is quite alike as your mom. My mom, you know, will just be sitting. She'd be like, Mashin, take me. take me. I'm just like, I'm going to work. She doesn't want to go anywhere. So my mom's not the issue. Honestly, my dad is not the issue either.
So what's the issue?
I think what is the issue?
You just have no money?
I think my sister and I have just been quite preoccupied over like the last couple months. So we just haven't even made the stride to. Like, I know me and my mom went to Bangladesh last year. But ever since that, we haven't really done nothing.
Yeah.
And that brings me, before I ask a question, I guess, like, I agree.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is that, like, as you get older, your priorities shift, right? Especially now that we're in the age of like engagement, marriages, like bachelorettes, whatever. You have other commitments to friends outside of your family. Like, for example, I have, you know, like bachelorettes and like weddings already planned for this year outside of the state or country or whatever. And it's hard, especially with like a busy life and having a full-time job or maybe living away from home, to prioritize your family within trips or like within visits or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Which I completely understand. But I think you have to like prioritize that by planning something like a few months beforehand, because also if your parents do work like mine do, like they have to take off of work and actually like make that, you know, a part of their schedule to take that time off.
Yep.
And my first time that I ever took my mom out of the country or just like anywhere with my own money was when we went to Paris and Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back then, it was 19, right? Which is such a young age to do something like that, like international trip. Although she did pay for like the food and stuff when we did go out. I think the biggest thing, like I'll admit it now at 26, like I brought her to that place. Like, yeah, I wanted her to explore the world because she's never done that, you know, coming to America. But also I knew that like I couldn't go by myself. She wouldn't let me. And I knew I had no friends to go with. So I was like, okay, let me bring my mom along. Yeah, but then then on, in the past 6 years, that has like, you know, catapulted into different trips that I brought her just for fun. Like I brought her to Bangladesh last year, which was like her favorite trip ever that she still talks about. She literally like, there's only two brags that my mom tells people about me. And it's
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Bangladesh is one?
Yeah, Bangladesh, but like a specific part of the Bangladesh trip.
Oh, the charity, the going to schools,
Yeah, me, and like donating, like giving all these kids education.
And masters?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it, yeah. Those are the top two brags that she does, right?
Yeah.
And also when she does brag, she'll be like, yeah, like, you know, my daughter brought me to all these places, Belgium, Paris, Bangladesh, California. Which one of your daughters is like, why are you going to do all that? Why are you going to do all that? But I think when you really think about, I mean, specifically for my family, like, we didn't have much money growing up for, you know, extra money for trips. And, like, my parents were working all the time. Our priority was never, like, vacationing.
Yeah.
So I think now that I'm older, I think that's, like, a priority of mine where I try to bring them somewhere, you know? So I just think it's important. I know some people might not feel like it is, but
I think it's important.
You know, you're assigned to take some time off work and plan something like that. It doesn't have to be grand. It could literally be, like, outside of your own city.
To the beach,
even. A
little beach night.
Just some quality time with one of the parents.
I got a question.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough question.
Oof.
Maybe you might want to cut it out. I don't even know.
Wow.
But say, like,
if I don't answer, can you answer?
Nah.
No, like, you can't give me all the tough questions.
Because it's also like a real life situation.
Okay.
So you are not my fiance, okay. Right?
What do you keep saying? Like, like you're not.
Say like I wanna go on vacation with you, but I also wanna go on vacation with my mom.
Like at the same time?
No, not at the same time. Okay, I don't understand. Like I just don't have like the bandwidth to just like do,
so
do
you're
both.
A broke man, like
not even bro. It's just time. It's it's money. All right. like, what do I like?
I mean, obviously, me, I would understand that, but it's like, what's the time frame? Like within the same month?
No, just like in general, like within the next couple months. I guess the answer would be like try to do both, you know?
Yeah, but
like,
I mean, you would try to do both, but it's also like if you have something booked in August,
yeah,
and then you're also like, okay, let me plan this other thing with my family also in August, like whose fault is that?
No, okay, let me like expand this question. Like say like, all right, like for you, like say you get like a brand deal, like something like some tropical vacation, mm-hmm. two nights somewhere, and like I would want to go with you, but I also know you would want to take your mom. So, like, how do you decide, like, which one to do?
Well,
you
know? I just think that, you know, inshallah, there are so many more years of my living.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, if I can't take you somewhere, if I can't take my mom somewhere,
yeah,
I know another opportunity is going to arise.
So, who are you taking?
I think it would just be, like, my mom, if she's able to go.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, it's okay. I just like want to know
like
your thought process. Yeah,
like I know that me and you are able to go whenever. Like we have flexible jobs.
Yeah.
We are able to go with our own money, whatever.
Yeah.
But for my mother, like if it's during the summertime when she's not working as much, then it would make sense for me to take her.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good question.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay. Just like a real question for me.
Yeah, that was a real like real life question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you have another one?
I do.
Let me know.
And I think we might disagree on this.
Oh, no.
I think something that our parents do deserve is, like, really is, like, our quality time with them. Like, as much time, obviously, there's a limit. But I think, you know, that limit is debatable. But, like, as much time as, like, they want to spend with us, I think they deserve. Because, you know, I like, for example, there's someone in like my like extended family who like he does really well for himself. Like he makes a lot of money and he takes care of like all his bills, all like his mom's bills and like everything at home. But he's never home. Mm. He comes home like once and he's not far. He's like an hour and a half drive away, like not far away. Mm-hmm. And he comes home maybe once, like probably now it's probably like once a month, but at some points it was once every 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I knew that like it made his mom quite upset because like obviously she's very grateful that everything's covered. You know, she didn't got to worry about nothing. You know, she was still working, but she didn't have to. But, you know, all she really wanted was just like to kick it with her son, you know, and like her son, like, you know, he's busy, got his own thing going on, da da da. But like you can always make time for your mom. Especially if, like, you know that your mom just really wants to spend some time with you. And, like, you know, she's, like, counting down the days until she gets to, like, hang out with you again. You know, so I think, and obviously, like, there's a limit. You know, we can't be with them every single day of their lives.
Yeah.
But as much time as we are able to give them, you know, I think that is what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
No.
I just, obviously, like what you said at the end, I think there are boundaries. Like, if you want to move out, you know, which we both did, but they're so used to you being there all the time and they kind of want to prevent you from moving out or, you know, living away from home because they're so used to you being there and doing things for them and this and that, I think that that might be unhealthy.
Mm.
But I think that if you are living close to them or close enough to them, like, for example, you're a 2-hour flight away, half an hour away from my parents, if you see them still frequently enough, like I have no excuse but to go to my parents' house at least every week and a half or 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you have no excuse to not go at least every 3 weeks or every month.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you go every month-ish, right?
Yeah.
And I think it becomes a problem when you don't see them enough. Like, you know, they're in American culture, we're very like individualistic, right? And it's more common to see parents like on holidays only.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
like, do you, I don't know if you ever saw the Ashoria Rai interview.
No.
But there was an interview, I forget, she was like on a talk show, an American talk show, and then they were like, oh, is it true that you still live with your parents or like your in-laws or something? And then Ashoria Rai was like, yeah, because in Indian culture you don't have to make appointments with your parents on holidays. And she like really roasted them.
Oh wow.
But yeah, I think if you visit your parents only like twice a year. But again, it's hard.
Crazy work.
It's hard because, like, you know, there's some people that live across the country or maybe even in a different country.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, we're but talking it's about like when if you're possible. Close, if it's
like one of my coworkers, he his whole family is in Florida and he goes like three times a year.
Mm.
Like I remember when I was first talking.
He lives
to him,
in Florida?
No, he lives here.
Oh.
Like he lives in Queens and his family's down in Florida. And I remember when I first met him, I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, I go down to Florida like once a month. He was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, I go. Yeah, so.
But I do think you go a little bit more frequently in
FX.
Terms of everyone else.
Yeah,
in FX. Relation to everyone else.
Yeah.
Because it's like, instead of you going on your own travels for leisure or like doing something for yourself, you rather book that ticket to Florida.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, it's fine that you go that often, but I think you still need pockets for yourself where you have your own trips for yourself.
That's true.
You understand?
That's true. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, because I think so many kids, when they get into like their mid, like late 20s, like they'll, like they are okay with not being with their mom or dad
yeah.
as much, but like they sometimes lose sight of the fact that like their parents are not okay with that, you know, and mm-hmm. like you just have to like sacrifice a little bit, you know, instead of that weekend with your friends, just do a little.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Weekend with them, you know, it's just you know, don't even call it a sacrifice, you know, like how in the grand scheme of things, how big of a sacrifice really is that?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you're just giving some time to the people that really love you, you know. So
yeah, I remember when I was doing my master's and I was you know, just doing so much for school, every single weekend I would go home to visit my parents, which, you know, in hindsight, it was a lot just because those weekends were the only time to do my homework, catch up, do my laundry, and catch up on rest if I even had time for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go home for the weekend, which, like, I don't regret because, like, it was still the in-between of me living by myself in the city and then, you know, still living from home, getting food for my mom and things like that. So it was, like, a good transition. But it was still a lot, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wish I had some more time to myself during that time. But I still, like, appreciate that, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That was a good one.
Yeah, appreciate that.
And that, like, kind of transitions into what I'm going to say next.
Oh.
I think if you have the means to do it, especially with an adult job, you owe to your parents financial security. And it's, okay, let me explain. This is hard. This is very hard to do because, like, especially if you are in a career right after college that maybe doesn't make that much money, you know, it's your first like entry level job or whatever it is, it's hard to provide for yourself your own livelihood with while your parents are still there and you have to provide for them. I get it, it's a lot of stress, so like I think you should do what you can.
Yeah.
Right, But like, you know, as you get older and older and you get more, you progress more in your career, I think that that's the least you can do. You know, the financial security, obviously, on top of the time that you're giving them. And again, I think it's different because it's different, but also a little bit extra stress, I feel like, because me and you always talk about how, like, oh my God, isn't it crazy that when, like, Americans grow up, like, you know, white Americans grow up and they're told to be more individualistic, they're not really expected to, like, give their parents their first paycheck and, like, yeah, help with all these bills. Obviously, there are families that, like, expect that from you, or not even expect, but
yeah, but like you do that for them. Their money is theirs.
Yeah, know? So yeah, like a lot of Americans grow up feeling like their money is theirs. All the money that they make from their jobs, they can just use it for, you know, their own house or life or vacation or whatever. Whereas when South Asians and children of immigrants, especially if you didn't come from money, grow up, you feel like there's this obligation. Again, you're not complaining, but it's like hard sometimes to feel like that. Especially when you're in your young 20s, in your early 20s, to be giving all this extra money to, like, this big thing. And, like,
yeah,
you know, helping your parents pay off a house or a car or whatever when you can't even get yourself that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, you know, we're at that age where it's, like, you know, we got our lives and we got our rent and we got our bills. And now we are trying to save for a wedding. We are trying to save for
true that
a home,
aren't we?
We are trying to save for all of the other things that involve us and, you know, just things that are for us. But on top of that, we got everything.
The worst is, you know, like, so the worst is like when you are trying to help your parents and they disregard everything that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why can't you buy your own house?
That's the best. That's the best.
It's like, it's up, we can't buy a house because we're, yeah, buying you a house.
Where's all your money? Where does all your money all go? Your money, you go? Work so much. Where is your money?
And it's like, now that we're engaged, we're gonna get the question like, oh, when are you going to get married? And it's, I mean, I've been getting that question since birth.
Yeah.
Not really, but you know. And just, you have to have this kind of wedding. You got to invite all these guests that you haven't even, yeah, met or talked to.
God forbid I ask a financial related question.
But it's like they expect all these things from you. When I'm like, who's funding this wedding? Well, who's funding this wedding?
Yeah,
I'm funding everyone's livelihoods.
Yeah.
How do I have the money myself to fund my own wedding right now?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And you know what they'll put? They'll pull.
What?
Oh, they did it.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a lot of that growing up. They did it.
Yeah.
How'd they do it? Go, yeah, ask them.
Well, they had money.
I asked them. Oh, yeah, my mom and my dad helped me, of course, obviously. I'll come back to my mom.
No, the best part is, like, when I hear my friends and other people I know getting married, and they're like, yeah, like, all the parents, like, went halfsies. I'm like, what? What the hell do you mean by that?
Halfsies?
Halfsies is crazy. Like,
my mom would give half of her goddamn mango tree.
I think I was telling you, or I was telling my brother or something, where, like, someone that I know just got engaged, and her parents and then her fiance's parents are fighting over who to get her a house.
Oh.
And guess what, guys? Okay, I want to make a disclaimer. I am not mad when kids have money and when their parents are rich.
I am.
Okay, because like,
I am.
This is a hot take. Okay, this is a hot take. Their parents worked hard. If they're a doctor, engineer, whatever, they worked hard to get that degree and they are providing a great life for their kids. I would want to do the same thing as parents.
I'm so mad.
Giving money to my kids, if I can spoil them, I will, right? But my qualm comes from when these kids want to act poor,
and they
want to relate to, like, the majority. You cannot relate to the majority, okay?
That's a good take.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
Well, one thing is when they want to act poor, like role-playing poor, or, yeah, because they're trying to relate to you as a poor person, like an actual poor person. Or second, they want to be too flashy. I said second, but I have three fingers up. Second.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones that don't want to acknowledge their privilege and they want to act.
I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of like middle income, middle class kids acting like they're below middle.
I see.
Or like below average. Yeah. I saw a lot. I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's probably a word for it. And I hate it because like.
You want to coin a word?
Imbeciles.
Yeah, well, that's an actual word. Okay. Like,
I saw a lot of that. You know, it's okay to not be poor. I promise.
Yeah, and I promise that's okay.
I promise you. Yeah, I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to hate you.
anyway, you have one of your own. We said vacation, financial security, and spending time with their parents.
I have a question. Oh. A lot of questions.
You always ask questions when you have nothing to say.
No, I just, yeah, well.
Okay, fine.
No, I do. Like, I have my own thoughts about this, but, you know, to begin the point, you know, I'll ask the question.
Do I have to answer, or, like, can I pass it on to you?
Yeah, share your thoughts for me, please.
Okay.
Is it worth assisting your immigrant parents financially if it means that, like, you are sacrificing your own funds that, like, you will be needing in your 20s? Like, say I make $3,000 a month and my personal bills are $1,500 a month,
mm-hmm.
meaning I have $1,500 a month of my own money.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, you know, a lot of time our parents are not going to be really be asking for other money. You know, sometimes they are, sure. But, like, say, like, you know that your mom needs help with, like, a $700 bill.
Mm.
You paying that $700 and giving yourself $700 a month?
Yeah.
You are?
I think you just got to eat it.
Damn.
I think it was especially hard when I had to do this. Like, when my parents needed money and things like that. Because my brother wasn't at the age yet to work. So I was, like, doing everything on my own. And I think it was also especially hard because I wasn't able to really verbally express my struggles and how much I was making or how little I was making or whatever. So if they asked me for anything, which, by the way, my parents never asked me for money, it was just me out of my own, like, reasoning and will wanting to help with the bills and things like that.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I just paid for, like, the phone bill, which I was, like, only able to do, right? And then from then on, I'm progressing and I'm doing my best to, like, help, and now I have my brother to help as well. I think obviously in the beginning, if you're not making as much money and your parents are asking you for money, it is very hard, especially because you have nothing to retain for yourself. So it helps a lot if you have a sibling, but also it's just like, I don't think parents want their kids' money, especially if they're not, like, financially okay themselves. So just try to do as much as you can and try to be honest. I think that's what I would change if, like, when I was younger.
Yeah.
Not being honest about how much I was making and, like, making it seem like I was doing better than I was.
I did a lot of that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I did it for, like, my mom's sake, because I was taking care of a lot of things at home. And mm-hmm. I think my mom knew that I wasn't making that much, but I think my mom was just so stressed, and, you know, I was happy to take off a lot of, like, the pressure on her shoulders that I think a lot of times she tried to tell herself that, like, I'm doing better than I actually am, just so, like, she has more peace of mind. And I don't blame her, but, like, I think I used to spend, like, as if I made so much more than, like, I actually did, even to this day.
And maybe I think that's
just a me thing.
No, I think it just, I can't remember if we made an episode about this, but I think it just tells more about this feeling of a reputation that you have to uphold, you know, like, looking more successful in their eyes, especially your parents, to feel like all the hard work and sacrifices that they made to, you know, raise you and the school that they put you in and this and that was worth it. You also don't want them to see you suffer.
Yeah.
You know, like, at this point, as they're getting older, you want to help them in any way you can without letting them see you in, like, pain or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand that, right?
Not really.
Yeah, it's hard.
But
I have one last one.
Oh.
Do you have one? Or that was it?
I mean, we could... I'll say real quick. I just said help with things that they struggle with.
Mm.
You know, so, like, if they don't know how to, like, update their health insurance or, you know, get a new car registration.
Yeah.
Why do we get mad at them for not knowing that? It is completely fine. You know, they already do so much. Sure, we'll get, like, a little irritated, like, hey, you've been here for so long, you should know how to do some of these things.
Like, but when they continue to forget their password?
Like, okay, yeah, it's annoying, but, like, I'm not gonna goddamn, like, dismiss you as my mother for not knowing how to do these things. Like, okay, I'm just gonna do it for you and take one thing off of your shoulders. Because, like, you know, it's like my manager kind of gave me this talk where I was telling him, like, when I started, like, yeah, I would, you know, I'm, like, I'm super, like, independent, so, like, if I have a problem, I'm gonna, even if it takes an hour to figure out how to do it, I'm gonna do all the research, go through everything just to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager is like, please stop doing that, like, just send it to me, I'll tell you in 10 seconds and then we can move on.
Are you the hyper independent son?
Oh.
No. Oh no. Not the hyper independent son.
Sorry to break it to you guys.
With the hyper independent daughter. Oh no. What a duo.
Fantastic combo.
And now they're a fiancé.
So yeah, you know, if you just like that little shit, like just do it for them. Yeah. You know, I get so, I feel like I've seen it a lot, like just little shit that like kids will get mad at their parents for not knowing. Yeah. Like, all right, whatever, just fucking do it, and then complain like behind their back. Like, you don't gotta call them dumb in front
my
of
mom
face.
Was so proud of my mom was so proud of checking in an electronic check the other day
through
the bank app.
That's a big deal.
She was just like, oh my god, like I just took a picture of it, and then I got the money. Like, I just kept refreshing and I got the money, and I'm like, yeah, it's a big deal. Like, when they're able to successfully do something.
Yeah. And you got to be happy for them.
Yeah, you got to be happy
Honestly, you got to be happy for them.
Like, my mom knows how to email now and, like, you know.
That's delightful.
Just crazy.
That's delightful.
Crazy stuff.
You want to move on?
Yeah, I got
Things
one more.
Things we don't
know. Oh. I have one more.
God, like,
no,
how
honestly,
long is that episode going
to
be?
Do we have to do a part two? Because I feel like this is so long. But I think we're going to make them mad if we... Not if we do a part two.
Yeah, fucking.
We'll see. The last thing that I will say about things that we owe to our parents, something that might be controversial, actually.
Oh.
We owe them empathy. Because, you know, some people don't know how to be the bigger person. Because, okay, I empathize because it is hard for me to do this sometimes, too. She's not lying. When you grow up with your parents, obviously, they've seen you their whole lives. And there might be pain attached with some memories with them and like trauma and this and that. Sometimes it's hard to detach yourself from those painful moments, especially in like high school, even as an adult in that same childhood home or like with that parent that you didn't have the best relationship with. It's hard to get over that and like, you know, build a relationship that's better. Yeah. So something that my brother is working on that I've been trying to help him with, but again, it's very hard, is having more empathy for your parents, but also letting things go where you don't yell at them and like constantly feel like you have to have, you know, say over them and be right in an argument and just like, you know, constantly be yelling at them or whatever it is, right? And this doesn't mean like excuse their behavior where like they're saying something racist and you just turn a blind eye. Like, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, you don't always have to get like the last word in, and you don't always have to feel like you have to just like say your point when they're like upset about something or whatever, because unfortunately some people will not change, especially as parents get older and older. They're gonna be more like, you know,
stuck in their ways,
you know. And obviously some people do change, but some people do not. And I know my parents will have, there are great things that they've changed over the years, but there are some things that they're gonna be sticking with, right? And I think you just have to be comfortable with not always being right and not always getting your word in. Yeah, it's just like, it's hard to be the bigger person all the time. I always tell my brother, I was like, yeah, you as a 25-year-old man, you have to be the bigger person when it comes to, you know, my mom or my dad. And he's like, oh, it's like, why should I have to do that? Like, when are they gonna ever learn? And I'm like, honestly, regardless of whether they learn ever or not, you still have to do this.
Yeah,
because they're gonna continuously not feel accountable for something. They're gonna continuously, you know, bring up the same thing over and over again, and it's like up to the kid as a younger person to just be the bigger person, not bring up the fight.
Yeah.
And not just fuel the fire even more.
Yeah. Well said.
Thanks, buddy.
Well said, bud.
Thanks,
well said,
buddy.
Yeah, no comment.
I thought you'd like that one.
None to add to that. You know, that's all facts.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that one.
I agree. Nice. So appreciate that, my boy. Wanna move on? What's going on?
Do you want to do part two or do you want to make this into a...
I mean, yeah, I don't mind it.
Because, yeah, okay, genuinely, now that we're looking at it, because we've been recording for over 40 minutes, we have so many more things to say of what we feel like you don't owe to our parent, owe to your parents. And we hate to do it because we never usually do this unless it's planned
before. I feel like it'd be
before.
Better if it was like one episode, though.
Really?
I really do. Like the title of it, like...
But it's like, you know...
Could we speed round it?
You know, I don't think we're giving it enough like justice. I wish there was a live audience right now to give us a rating. You know,
all right, like whatever. We could cut it off.
Okay.
We could cut it off.
All right.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, if you guys didn't know, on our Instagram, we let you guys know what we talking about before we talk about it on the podcast, and we ask you guys for your thoughts and opinions and feelings and insights on whatever it is that we are discussing. So if you're not already following us, please follow us on Instagram at
Difficult Dish.
And yeah, you know, stay tuned with the gang, you know,
like, stay tuned for part two. You know,
got a big team over here, you know,
just us two. So on our Instagram story, when I told you guys about the episode, what we're filming, I asked, do we owe them all of our time whenever they want? Do we owe them financial security when we don't have our own? So much to think about, and I asked for your own thoughts, right? Someone said, my parents don't have retirement savings, so I feel obligated to support them. Damn. You know anything about retirement savings?
I know. I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it too.
I've heard of such a thing.
I've heard of such a thing too.
You ever heard of a 401k?
I learned this year.
Yeah, man. Apparently, like, you could, like, invest
their
some
kids,
money. And,
their
like,
kids are the 401k. No, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, like, what? I'd be a fool if I said I didn't agree. Like, I think we do owe them. You know, we can be as mad as we want about it. As, you know, we can complain. We can say, why don't y'all know how to do this and that? It's not going to change the fact that they don't got one.
It's their first time living. It's... You know, especially for me, it's the first generation where they even came to the country. So we don't have generational wealth. Like, no one brought any money from across the world, and no one built anything here besides from when they moved here in the 90s. So, you know, we're just living day by day here. There's no such thing as like a retirement fund or education, you know, whatever.
Some that I feel like we have to like highlight more and like give a little bit more empathy for is like the parents that try but failed, you know, because like, we don't talk about that enough.
And guess what? Both our families did do that.
And I'm sure a lot of y'all families are like, you know, because adding on to what you said, they came here not knowing nothing and they learned as much as they possibly could here.
They got burned
and they tried as much as they could and they built some shit. But unfortunately, shit didn't work out. And that's like, it's not fine in the sense of like, wish it worked out. But yeah, like, it is fine in the sense of like, you know, you tried.
Yeah.
And like, at the very end of the day.
And guess
what?
That's
all we can ask for.
We learned from their mistakes. We learned from their wins and this and that. So, yeah, it is unfortunate that sometimes kids are their parents' 401ks and retirement funds, and they have us to lean on, but that's also a good thing. They do have us at the end of the day to lean on.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is a lot more stressful for us, but
that's okay.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We're raising our bread, raising our money just for this.
I'm not stressed at all.
All right. Someone says something that might be a huge hot take.
Okay.
Parents owe us everything and we owe them nothing.
Jeez, buddy. What in the world? Who the hell said that? Your brother? God.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, that was a strong.
Is this a real person that said
this? This is a real person said that.
Golly, buddy.
I mean, okay, if we want to think about it from like a literal point of view, our parents did make the choice to bring a human to Earth, which is us or me. And we didn't ask to be here. So, yeah, technically, we don't owe them anything because they're the parents. They're supposed to give us everything since it was their choice to bring us in here. But, like, from, like, a ethical mindset, like, yeah, I can't stand by that.
Honestly, like, at first, like, you're kind of spitting. But then, like, you think about it again. You're like, oh, you're just, you're a crazy person. That's all. How'd you get so close to me?
Oh, my God. Again with this, guys, it's because my feet are falling asleep, so I keep getting closer in a different angle. You understand?
Right. Yeah, that's a crazy take. I mean, like, I hear you, but like, I don't feel you, you know?
Yeah. Someone said, people whose parents have passed away only wish they could have done more when they were alive, so I'll try and spend as much time as I can until it starts to seriously impact my life. Agreed.
Wow.
Agreed.
Wow.
I remember I saw this one graph on social media before where it shows like how much time you spend with your siblings and your parents from like age 0 to like, you know, older and older. And obviously from age 0 to 17, you're with them like 24/7 and you're spending the most time with them. But obviously when you're in like high school up, especially going to college on, it's like literally like 20% of your whole day in life, you know. And it's just so crazy, like, the, you know, the beauty and the ugliness of life.
Yeah, man, give them some time, man. Give them some time, you know, because I think a lot of the time, like, we'll just be sitting with them doing nothing, just twiddling our fingers on TikTok, and we'll just be bored out of our minds.
Why are we always twiddling TikTok?
Oh, I'm wasting my goddamn time. I could be hanging out with, you know, Shorty, or I could be hanging out, you know, with the gang.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, your mom kind of just likes
in Shorty.
There. Your mom kind of just likes in there, you know? Yeah. Like, she kind of likes twiddling her fingers with you, you know? Like, watching a little natok or something.
Watching a little natok. Feel me? Saying some tea, some drama.
Yeah, yeah.
That's key.
Yeah.
But it was a good episode, yeah.
Yeah, go on, buddy. Go on, buddy.
I know, you know, we didn't really want to do a part two. We did not think that we were gonna at all when we first started.
Yeah, we'll do that one next.
But as we were yapping so much, we had a lot to talk about in this
episode. Sorry, guys.
We have to cut it in two, just so we can give you, like, the right... the honor.
We'll never yap again.
Yeah, we'll never yap again. Never next yap episode again. Will be 2 minutes long.
No, it'll be 50 minutes. Just
just a smiling. All right, you got any 10-second piece of advice? If you've been watching the video, you know, Mashun's been working out a lot. You can really tell, like, in his physique, too.
You mean that?
I mean it.
Well, now I'm shy. I did this yesterday, and, like, it kind of hit.
Okay.
I made pancakes yesterday. Okay. But I added a scoop of protein powder to my pancakes. So they weren't protein pancakes. I have those too. Those are delightful.
But yeah, he's
regular buttermilk pearl milling pancake mix, the very buttery, fatty kind. Just add a scoop of protein powder and it tastes wonderful.
You know, I want to start adding protein powder to my coffee. I've heard amazing things from two people already. I've never thought about doing that though.
Interesting. I hear a lot of people using protein shakes as, like, their creamer for coffee.
Ooh, that's smart.
You would like that?
That's smart. I think I might have to start doing that.
You would like that.
It's like a 2-in-1. I can skip so many things in the morning. Okay. My
you're all about, like, just, like, a, like,
just shortcut in life. Yes, exactly. Shortcut in life. Exactly.
It's okay to enjoy something.
As a business owner, like, you have to in the morning, you're
like, I have to make my coffee.
Yeah, no, well, making my coffee.
Get to your desk, forget it there, and not even drink it at
all. No, I finished my coffee today. You didn't know that?
It takes you 8 hours to finish your coffee.
Okay, because I really savor it and enjoy it. I like having a slow morning. Okay, God forbid a girl has a slow, soft life.
No, that's not.
Okay, anyway, my 10-second piece of advice is that if you are allergic to fake jewelry, or maybe if you're buying, like, cheap jewelry from Amazon or whatever that tarnishes pretty quick, consider buying those tarnish free, like, liquids that you can brush onto your jewelry that will help it last longer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who told you about this?
No one, but, you know, I just learned that as an adult I have an allergy to fake jewelry, so that just means, you know, I need real.
Well, you won't need that for that ring. I'll tell you that, buddy. I dropped a lot.
I don't need it for the ring, but you know, this is your sign to buy me more gold. But anyway, I learned that I'm allergic to fake jewelry, so I had to learn the hard way, like, how to protect it.
I'm allergic to fake people. You understand?
You're allergic to a lot of things.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys. Thanks so
much. Wait, we didn't put our Bangla word of the day.
Bangla word of the day.
I was thinking something in a sagul. That means goat.
Just like pansy. Oh.
Go. Okay. Anyway, yeah, sagul means Bangla. Okay. In Bangla is goat.
Thanks, buddy. I don't got nothing else. We love you so much.
Hope this episode resonated with you. Make sure to comment, rate, review. It helps so much with just free podcast episodes like this. If we want to keep continue doing it, if you want to see it continuously. But we love you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
Allah Hafiz.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.